must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt.
Well, Sammy, to get us going here. Not the last Sammy you played. Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, welcome back. Wednesday, but it's unfortunately our final show of the week as we prep tomorrow, Cardinals baseball. Friday, of course, will be the food drive broadcast. But Nick and I will be on the air a little bit there, we would assume. Nick for sure.
Yeah, and I'll be on the air tomorrow morning a little bit with the what is that called? The community leaders breakfast?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That'll be, you'll get a little bit of Byers and Company, but they'll be live from out there. And speaking is Dr. Patrick White and Debbie Bogle and Brian speaking a little bit. Full show, full morning tomorrow. And it's just going to be an interesting finish of the week. It's going to be fun. And speaking of interesting, more than busy is the Milliken Music Department as we welcome in Brian Justison, the director of the School of Music. Here we go. October.
How are you doing, Eric?
October's a big one, huh?
November's the big one.
October, oh, that's the big one. Okay.
October's the tailgate party to get ready for November.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. This is a lot of stuff you got going on starting on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, we just started last weekend. That was really opening night for the School of Music. It takes a little bit of time to get the groups organized and then obviously get some repertoire ready to perform. But we had a great collage concert. If that's anything, any signal of success for the year, it's going to be a great year.
Is that right?
Yeah. Really amazing performances throughout.
What is it? What does a great year? Does it just ride on great musicians?
You know, it just for me, it just feels it's a feeling. It's the energy, positivity. We've got some new folks on board, and that brings some new energy. And we've, you know, the veterans are there, and there's just a good.
That's true.
Good
you have a lot of new bodies in there as professors.
Yeah, a lot of new faculty. Yeah.
So yeah, that's good. And they probably all do. They pretty much all play.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they all. I mean, actively play with in different things that are going on. So.
Yep.
This sounds pretty cool. Tell me about the Live Sound Lab, Brad Galvin.
Yeah, you know, you think of a School of Music as something that's it's just about performances, but it's a lot deeper than that. And Milliken, we've been really fortunate to develop some programs in arts administration and in technology as well. So Brad Galvin is an alumnus. He's had a fairly long career as a recording engineer with the likes of the Lumineers and Ringo Starr and even a stint with Weird Al Yankovic.
Really?
But he's coming back. This is a class that's offered, but then it's a sound engineering class. But then the students, essentially, they'll have a performance, and it'll be kind of interesting because the bands won't be the centerpiece of the performance. The live sound engineers' work will be the centerpiece of that.
That's
and it's not even on stage. It's in the big rehearsal room in Kirkland, which is room 136. And if you're just interested in live sound and you want to meet somebody who's done it successfully, come down and meet Brad.
So this is making live music sound as good as it possibly can.
Live music with a PA, you know. So Brad is a monitor engineer, which means what he's mixing never reaches the audience, but more importantly, it reaches the musicians, and that's more important.
You're at a bar having an early dinner, and there's a band coming in. Those guys that are just constantly da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- and that's what is this just for students?
Anyone's invited. Yeah,
okay.
We've opened this up to anyone who wants to, Decatur community people. You know,
we got a bunch of sound companies in town.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that could benefit.
Everybody, if you play rock and roll, you know how to run a sound system just because you have to.
Can everybody probably run it better?
Can everybody what?
Can everybody learn? Could they probably learn something from Brad Galvin? I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, it's just like hooking up your home stereo, but bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But that's going to be 10 to 3. And, again, you said that's going to be at in Kirkland.
In Kirkland, room 136.
And then also Sunday, the faculty recital series.
Yeah, we're kicking that off this year with the piano soloist performing music from Vienna. Sheng-Ha Kim is a Steinway artist and on the Millikan faculty. And she'll get us started, and we'll have one of those in November also, and then two in the spring. So we have two soloists this year. One's a piano soloist, and then in the spring we have a tuba and electronics recital. Yeah, it'll be contemporary classical music. It's very different. But I got to read the application for that recital series that he submitted, and it's going to be really cool. Yeah. And then a couple of chamber music groups that feature various different instrumentation. So, yeah, it's a free concert, 4 p.m. Sunday, October 6th, and Kuiper Hall.
Who is Music from Vienna?
Music from Vienna are these composers, Joseph Haydn, gotcha. Mozart, Berg, and Schubert.
Oh, so it's literally music from the city of Vienna.
Yes, composers gotcha. Living in or gotcha. Drawing from I didn't know that musical tradition.
Gotcha. You know if that was
it's just the title for the recital. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You know if that's a piece of work, you know, that's pretty neat. That's 4 o'clock. You could actually do both things back to back.
Yep.
And that's you said Kuiper Hall, which is where again?
In the Perkinson Music Center.
That's right.
Yep. Take a left when you go through the front door. You're there.
Right back, same place Tuesday night. Jazz piano concert.
Jazz piano. You know, you might remember Randy Raymond was the longtime director mm-hmm. of the jazz band. His son was a Millikan student who now teaches at a university, one of the UT schools,
cool.
El Paso, I think. And every year he goes out on tour and does clinics, master classes, and performances, and he'll be here on Tuesday night. That's open to the public, 6 p.m. master class. If you're interested in improvisation of any kind, Chris will be doing that master class at 6, and then a 7:30 performance Tuesday, October 8th.
Looks like that's also free to attend.
Free to attend, yep.
And people are welcome to go to the master class?
Absolutely.
Wait, right again, what a master class is?
It's talking and playing and explaining what you did.
Just chat.
Yeah, it's a good thing for students. That's what we want to put them in front of. Just listening isn't always the thing.
Yeah, give them the double advantage.
Yep.
Next Sunday the 13th, Symphonic Wind Ensemble.
Yeah, that concert, he's entitled Celebrations. Dr. Corey Seepy is our new director of bands.
Okay.
And, you know, we got to see his first efforts at the Collage concert last weekend, and they did not disappoint. He opened the concert, really impressive piece, and really had the group sounding great. So his first full-length concert will be on Sunday, October 13th. That will be in Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
Yep.
It's free. A lot of variety on that concert and just finding new ways to challenge those students.
4 o'clock, and it spans four centuries worth of uplifting music.
Fours are wild.
Fours are wild. Go get them. 4 centuries, 4 o'clock, Dr. Corey Seepy, his first show, you said. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And then a breather for about 13 days, and Saturday, October 26th, this looks like a big deal.
Yeah, this is Masterworks 2 for the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra.
Gotcha.
And you know, the concerts encompass 5 Masterworks concerts throughout the year, and then they're doing a collaboration with the Opera Theater Company at Millikan.
Hmm.
And, this will be a fun concert. It will feature some well-known music. Shostakovich is a Russian composer. His festive overture is kind of one of those standards that everybody plays. But also on that program is the Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, which has a lot of there's sort of a lot of political undertones to that. He was writing it during when the communists were just taking over, and so it's a really interesting piece and will be one you don't want to miss.
Yeah, tickets range from $15 to $25. It's of course at Kirkland. You can buy your tickets online, stop by and pick them up. Maybe not wait till the last minute, but this is going to be what is this, probably 90 minutes of music.
Yeah, those are about 90 minutes. Concerts,
and this is all done by the Symphony Orchestra.
Yes,
I'm guessing ticket prices. You know, being that it's a local orchestra, but I mean, this is their fundraising is making money.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about performance learning a lot at Millikan, and when you sell tickets, there is a third party stakeholder, someone who's invested in your work,
mm-hmm.
and that raises the ante for students. It's not just a concert to go out and play for mom and dad and feel good about. You have to do well to sell tickets, and this, by all measures, it's a professional orchestra. It's staffed by faculty and then regional professionals, and our best students are involved, and we have the whole promotional and ticket sales thing to back that.
How many bodies in the orchestra?
It depends on the piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The last year, the performance of the Mahler Second Symphony involved a chorus and a full orchestra, so there might have been upwards of 200 some players on stage.
So you see a lot of students, a lot of faculty in this one show.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Are you in on that?
I don't play in that. I have in the past. It's just one of those things you have to let go and
let the newbies take over. Right?
Let the newbies take. Yeah,
you got a lot of newbies. That same day, actually earlier in the day, 1 o'clock, a piano duet festival.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things. I just scratch down some things to talk about, and there are a lot of events that don't make this list. I thought this one was interesting, and frankly, I don't know a lot about it, but come see and find out. I have heard about it. It's sponsored by one of the local piano organizations, and they bring piano duets into onto the Quaper Hall stage, and we have a concert of dueling pianos.
Yeah, so it is. So when you say piano duet, it's kind of dueling piano. I think we've all been to the places now that offer these.
Yeah,
and they're a blast.
It's a thing now. Yeah. It's like a genre. Yeah, but yeah. That's October 26th.
How many? Is it just two performers, or you got multiple? But the word festival.
It's okay. a day long event, or at least the afternoon long.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it should be fun to check out. October 26th, 1 p.m. in Quaper.
Yeah. And then next day on Sunday, the fall choral concerts.
Yeah.
Like, all the choirs.
Right. There are two performance times, yeah. There are four choirs at Milliken. So the Milliken Women and Collegiate Chorale go at 4 o'clock on the 27th at Central Christian Church. And then at 6 p.m., the Milliken Men join the University Choir. And, yeah, that's a great venue. You know, you want a really resonant room. That's the reason. They're there for a reason. Kirkland Fine Arts Center is a really large room, and you don't really get that resonance and blend.
Everything sounds so good in there.
It does sound good, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. 4 o'clock, again, the Women and the Collegiate Chorale. 6 o'clock, the Men, Milliken Men, and the University Choir. So, and again, completely free on that Sunday, you know, an evening of a couple concerts.
Yep.
And then Halloween night and the next night, percussion ensemble Halloween concerts.
Yeah.
$10 ticket to Albert Taylor.
Those are a lot of fun. You know, if it's a family-friendly event, it's something I created about 13 years ago when I was coordinator of percussion. We just happened to have a haunted theater on campus, so I thought, well, what a great place to have a concert.
Oh, the Albert Taylor Theater.
Albert Taylor
haunted.
Theater, yeah. Okay. The Rail Girl has made many appearances during that concert.
What's her name?
The Rail Girl.
The Rail
Girl.
Okay, I've heard of that.
She's a candy. You got to leave her candy.
That's right. You leave her candy. We had a lot of fun with her over the years and just spoofing that. But
yeah.
But it's a fun concert. The ensemble, it's now under the direction of Jeremy Brunk and Aaron Villareal. And the audience is invited to be in costume, and the entire ensemble is in costume. And
nice.
It's a multimedia thing. There's a lot of video, light show. And
does it tell the story of Rail Girl? And
I used to start the concert every year telling the story, and every once in a while I'd scare a few kids out before we even played anything. But that became my tradition, but Jeremy's taken that in a new direction, and it's still really great. And it's a fun concert to bring kids to. It's not intended to be scary. It's intended to be fun. And but it's Halloween, so it's dark, and there's some spooky sounding things. But other than that, it's pretty.
Have you seen Rail Girl?
No.
You haven't? I
have not.
Does anybody there claim they have? Does anybody around the school?
I've read accounts of it, and you know, I think it's just one of those things.
Are you buying it?
I'll buy it if it sells tickets.
Perfect answer. Or if I see it, I kind of say the same thing. It's like, I'm not going to say, like, without a doubt, this stuff doesn't exist.
Just the psychology behind how those things develop is enough to keep me entertained.
It is very entertaining. Yeah. That's great. So two shows. What time will those start?
Do we know? Yeah, there is a I didn't write those down, but I know on October 31st, that is an 8 p.m. show.
Okay.
Excuse me, lied. 7:30 p.m. show. And then on November 1st, it is a 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay.
showing of that.
Good deal.
Yeah, where are your costume prizes? We've got some sponsors for the concert, Pepsi and WAND, and
just
and
a
the
fun
Children's
night.
Museum. It's a good night. Bring the kids out and do something fun.
Albert Taylor, and that's in
Schilling Hall.
In so Schilling.
That's in a different venue.
So park kind of off of probably Main Street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a parking lot there, just west of Schilling Hall, or east of the School of Music.
Other than Kirkland, the hardest thing to tell people to do is where they need to park when they go to Milliken.
Schilling's tricky to find, for sure.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, even softball's got their own, but even for football.
Yeah.
Yeah, just park somewhere and make your way that direction. Yeah. You mentioned, you scratch down, these are the things that stick out to you. Can people go find somewhere online, every event?
Yeah, there's a website called Arts at Milliken, and you can go there and you can see all the School of Theater and Dance events, all the art exhibits that are happening in Kirkland, and I would encourage everyone to go see those things. Obviously, we've got a great theater and art program in the College of Fine Arts, and they're doing great stuff too, and you hear about that a lot here. They're talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a great chance to, you know, especially see something for the first time. You know, I mean, you know, maybe you don't know much about different kinds of music like I don't, but then also on top of that, you get a chance to, you know, you might see, you know, the singer that did Phantom of the Opera, the girl that did that lead. It's like seeing her do that. It's like, okay, you got her on campus for 4 years and things like that. It's like, you might, you know, you find something to root for.
See somebody who
find a piano player you love,
have a career later on, and you can follow them. Yeah, it's very
awesome. Like all these ones that come back and do things.
Yep,
which is great. All right. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Brian Justison every month.